Hey, Dex, what are you doing?
Poking the bear.
Oh, now you poked the bear!
Well, listen, maybe you're a little waxed out on the weights, and you want to focus a little bit more on your cardio. I think I've got just the answer for you.
What do you got?
It's called high-intensity interval training with Coach Amy at Bear Canyon CrossFit. We're talking you can lose some body fat, you can gain some muscle, increase your cardio, increase endurance, abdominal strengthening, core training, total body workout. All of this put together could equal a total body transformation.
That's what I'm talking about. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, that sounds intimidating. Well, sure, it's a lot of work.
That's what it is.
But you should not be intimidated by this, because if I can do this, you can do this.
That's right. There's also nutritional programs available, and you could start training smarter, getting stronger, and working harder. It's all on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9:30 a.m. It's a $60 monthly membership or a $10 drop-in fee if you just want to pop in here and there.
Bear Canyon CrossFit, Eubank, and Osuna, Northeast.
That's right. 505-293-2101. Come poke the bear with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hurricane Matthew is bearing down on the Bahamas and taking aim at the southeastern U.S.
Everybody needs to be paying attention and following the instructions of your local officials.
President Obama, after a briefing at FEMA headquarters.
The baseball playoffs continue.
Boston Hospital performing a double arm transplant on a former Marine. He lost his limbs in an explosion in Afghanistan.
An evacuated plane in Kentucky and an overheated mobile device getting the blame.
The pilot of Southwest Airlines Flight 994 to Baltimore notified the Louisville Tower there was smoke in the aircraft's cabin. Louisville Metro Arson Bureau Captain Kevin Fletcher says they found the cause quickly.
Samsung device had overheated, causing the cabin to fill with smoke.
The Nobel Prize in Chemistry this year goes to three scientists who developed the world's tiniest machines.
You may think holding your baby for the first time is priceless. In one Utah hospital, the cost is $40. A new dad wrote on social media that after a C-section, the nurse asked if his wife would like to do skin-to-skin, as they call it, holding the baby on her chest. He said, of course. They found out later they were billed $39.35.
Good morning, Starmy.
What's happening?
6:32.
High today, 74 degrees. Perfect day for ballooning. Winds out of the southwest, 3 miles an hour, so it's going to be a very special shapes day today.
It's Buck and Dex. We're back, everybody.
Hey.
It's just the two of us.
Hey, now.
We are making shapes in the sky.
We're not doing that.
Oh, man. I missed you.
Missed you too.
What have you been doing with your life?
Yeah, building legacies, man, one house at a time.
Sure, building legacies.
Yep. And,
you got 20,000 kids.
I have some kids.
Having two daughters is like having 10 kids.
Having two daughters and a little 1-year-old baby boy is. Did you see the video I put up of Cash playing with his feet?
Yeah. Was he chewing on his foot?
Yeah. Well, it was really funny because sorry, I'm just going to describe this video. So he's like wafting his foot back and forth to the right and the left. And every time his foot would go right, his eyes would go left. So it was just this constant thing. It was really funny.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was chewing on his sister's foot.
No, it was his foot.
Wow.
He's very talented.
He's very bendy.
Yeah, he's very bendy. I'm not sure that's a word.
He's I think we all are when we're little. Landon, when he was in Leslie's belly, he would cross his feet like his hands.
His toes?
Yeah, his toes, like you would with your hands.
He would interlock his toes.
Super weird.
Huh.
Super weird. Yeah, well, it's good to have you back on the show, man.
It's great to be back.
Steve-O and Teo are gone.
We don't need those guys.
Steve-O said he's going to stay in New York.
I bet.
Yep. And I don't know how Chrissy feels about that.
City that never sleeps.
But Teo said he'll be back, so...
Yeah, well, Teo's a country boy.
Yeah, he's not a big.
Isn't he from like Bucksnort, Tennessee, or something?
Mississippi.
Oh, Bucksnort, Mississippi. I apologize.
He's a Mississippi boy.
So he feels right at home here in New Mexico, then.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of competing states: New Mexico and Mississippi.
Oh man, 585 live. You can text the show. Not sure if the phone lines are working today.
No, they're working. We tried it out.
All right, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I called the normal number.
Yeah, but I picked it up on that phone. I didn't. I didn't do it on the air. See, that's the problem.
Oh,
So 338-3700 if you'd like to call us and say hello. If you want to check the phone lines with us, we'd appreciate it. Coming up, your chance to win Chris Tomlin tickets. He's going to be at the End of the Mountain Gods Resort this weekend on Saturday. So we're going to hook you guys up with Chris Tomlin. You ever seen him?
No.
Leslie, I remember, and I went you, a couple years ago.
Yeah, I remember when you went to it and you you just came in the next day and were like freaking out over how amazing it was.
Leslie and I cried the entire time.
That's what
and
you
I
said.
I have no idea why.
I mean, you're a crier, though.
I'm a crier.
You cry pretty
Leslie's
easily.
Leslie's a crier. We walked into, I think it was at the Santa Ana Star Center a couple years ago, and I couldn't stop crying.
But soon as Dex walked through the door, he said he just started bawling. Like, he was like...
I'm not even a Chris Tomlin fan. That's the thing. I don't listen to Chris Tomlin music. But I was crying the entire time. It was weird. I can't explain it. It was the Holy Spirit. I've never felt the Holy Spirit like that in a concert venue. It was undescribable. I'm going to cry right now just thinking about it.
Still making it uncomfortable.
Chris Tomlin tickets for you coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Tam will be joining us.
Yeah, I can't wait to spend some time with Tam.
Yeah, she was pretty excited to meet you because she said that she used to listen to us all the time back in the day.
Yeah, I remember the only interaction I've really ever had with Tam was when I called in one day and she gave me a hard time about giving you a hard time.
Really?
But I told her you were giving me a hard time, so I was giving you a hard time back.
Okay.
And, you know.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear us?
Fucking Dex, good morning, fellas.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's happening?
How you? I'm good, man. Yeah. How are you guys?
I feel like this is a blast from the past.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, amazing. What's going on, buddy?
Just getting ready for work, man. You guys doing well?
Doing well.
Doing well, buddy.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
Cool, cool.
Life's good.
Yeah, I heard it this morning. I was like, wow, it's the same thing. It's a blast from the past, man. So.
Yeah.
Blast from the past.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the phones are working, so I'll let you fellas be.
All right,
appreciate
man.
You, man.
Take care, buddy.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Love that guy.
I ran into him. It was about a month ago.
What does he look like? Because I have this picture of like what he looks like in my head, and it's probably nothing what he actually looks like.
He's. I don't even know.
Okay. I put you on the spot. I'm sorry. You really didn't meet him, did you?
No, I did. How do you explain what it? What do I say? I don't know. He's a good looking guy. I mean, dark hair. Brown eyes.
Dreamy eyes.
Yeah. How do you describe what another dude looks like to another guy?
Just answer the phone. Jeez.
Okay.
Oh,
see,
good job.
That's what happens.
Good job.
The phone lines are broken now.
No, they're not broken.
They're broken.
They're not broken.
Mm.
Bad army. bad acronym.
So what do you want to do this morning? Think about some things we used to do.
Well, we used to do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Is there anything that, you know, you're going to be here tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
You know it is coming back. Frankentune.
Oh.
We're going to kick Frankentune off tomorrow.
Gosh. That is the worst thing you've ever done.
That's a lie. That is not the worst thing.
That is the worst thing.
People love it. People still. When I got hired on earlier this year... there were people chiming in saying, I can't wait for Halloween because
no,
Frankentune
not.
Is my favorite.
You realize you're on a Christian station
I'm
right
not
now.
Lying.
You're not supposed to lie.
That is not even a lie. I'm dead serious. Frankentune is one of the best games Buck and I played back in the day.
No, it was really bad.
It was hilarious.
Oof.
People would win fantastic prizes. So we're going to bring it back tomorrow. What else did we used to do that... you want to do Cheater's Hotel?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, you think your partner's cheating on you? You just hit us up.
Bob Sacramento, ready to make that call.
The cheating epidemic is just out of control since we got fired.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to do something. But they won't let us do anything. Management here said, I don't know if it's a good idea.
Yeah, well.
But you know what?
Got to listen to the people that signed that check for you.
Maybe we just do it.
You ask
and
for forgiveness.
Then, yes, and then ask for forgiveness.
It is a Christian station.
It sure is. Okay. Be careful out there on the roads. Balloon Fiesta is here. So you're going to have to tack on, what, an extra 20, 30 minutes onto your drive?
It depends on where you're coming from. If you have to deal with the freeway going north past probably Paseo, you're going to have a problem. If you're coming in the other way, it's probably not going to be as bad. If you're on Alameda, forget about it. It's bad.
Forget about it.
It's bad. I'm looking at the traffic right now, and Alameda is super congested already.
All right,
well, but it's a big day.
The end. The weather looks good, so I think...
No wind, 47 degrees outside right now. It's currently 47 degrees.
Rumor has it this weekend it's supposed to rain, right? That's the rumor.
I don't know. I'll check my extended forecast.
All right, let's kick off some news. The creepy clown stories, they just keep coming. There's a guy in Kentucky... fired a warning shot with his AR-15 last week when he thought he saw a clown outside his house. Turns out, it was a woman walking her dog.
All right, ma'am. While I appreciate you getting some exercise and taking care of your animal, you probably need to wear less makeup.
You're probably right, you know?
I mean, if you're being mistaken for a clown, then...
Well, it's easy to do. She had red hair. She had some, bright red lipstick on.
So you're saying she looked like Bozo?
Ronald McDonald?
I don't know.
It's her fault. She shouldn't have been wearing that much makeup. You're right.
Yeah.
Have you been following the creepy clown stories around the country?
I have. I actually thought about participating.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to team up and just scare people?
You know, I could dress up like Pennywise. But see, if you do that here in Albuquerque, you're going to get shot.
Yeah, this is
like,
not
there's not going to be a warning shot.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, though, because a lot of those clowns, they turned up down south first.
No, they're here.
I know that they're here, but when this thing took off, it was Arkansas and Mississippi and Alabama. You'd think one of them would get shot down there.
Yeah. It's no New Mexico down there.
Yeah.
Ooh, rough town.
Nate Heitzik was on the show yesterday, and he said...
I hope he stops by. I love that guy.
Yeah, he might. He said if he sees a creepy clown, he's going to punch them in the face. Because they're probably just some, punk kid at home that plays World of Warcraft, and they decided to go out and dress like a clown and freak out people.
People don't play that anymore.
People love that game.
Yeah.
12-year-old girl in New Jersey got arrested on Tuesday after she posed as a clown on Instagram and threatened to attack a school. That's not okay.
That's not wise.
And apparently evil clowns will be popular this Halloween. Talking costumes. The chain Halloween Express says online sales of clown masks are up 300% compared to last year.
I saw a homeless guy the other day, when you're driving and they're always, pretty much wherever you drive in Albuquerque now, wherever you come to a stop on some kind of major thoroughfare, there's going to be somebody panhandling for money, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there was a guy at the corner of Carlisle, getting off of the off-ramp on Carlisle and I-40.
Okay.
And he was wearing like a pug dog mask.
Seriously?
Yeah, sitting on a bicycle with a sign.
Did you give him money?
Said, feed my dog.
I might hook that guy up with some change.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Pool Boy from Cruces.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Pool Boy?
Hey, they had one of those clowns over here in Las Cruces.
Did they?
Yeah, one of the middle schools here, and it said something like, I didn't really read it all, but a buddy of mine was telling me that it said... that they just want 10 kids from each school, not to worry, that it's just some weird thing. And I was talking about it with my son. I said, can you imagine how great the clown industry is about to do for Halloween?
No, yeah.
And well, my son said it's projected to go up about 300%, the clown costume.
That's, he's exactly right. Yeah. That's the number that Dexter just read.
But here's the sad thing, Pool Boy. Here's the sad thing. Real clowns that actually you have
either
a business.
Do it for a living.
That's hurting them. they're upset over the scary clowns.
You know what we ought to do?
What's that?
We ought to call that girl Twinkles that we had come in that one time.
Oh, Twinkles the clown.
You guys got to get a clown in there.
Yeah, she's probably broke right now. because nobody's hiring.
The thing is, just give it a little time, and then it'll start booming for them. I guarantee it. And then whoever, like, for adult parties, they need to hire a clown that looks like it. And
his name is Pennywise, pool boy. Pennywise is the it clown.
it's gonna help him out in the long run. You'll see.
I don't think anybody's gonna hire scary clowns. That's just not.
Well, an adult Halloween party, that'd be pretty cool.
All right.
Yeah, that would be.
All right. Might be onto something. Thanks,
pool boy.
All right, you guys have a good morning, man. Love you guys.
Love you. All right, let's talk about this photo of Hurricane Matthew, because I showed it to Buck.
You need to put that, okay, first of all, Steve-O and Teo need to give you admin privileges so you can put things on the Facebook page.
I overheard my boss, Daniel, the other day, because I was joking around because I don't have admin privileges, and I think you have to be here a year to get admin privileges.
Seriously?
What am I going to do? Am I going to post something inappropriately on the page?
I'll post it on my page.
I'll post it on my page too. But I'm sure a lot of you have seen the satellite image of Hurricane Matthew passing over Haiti. It looks like a skull. And I showed Buck and he said, it doesn't look like a skull.
That doesn't look anything like a skull.
How about these? Look, we're getting close-ups here. Look at, you got the teeth, you got the eyes, you got the nose, you got the hair.
If it looks like anything, it looks like the Grinch.
Okay. It looks like a head of something. Right? Doesn't that look like a scary monster?
No, it looks like the Grinch. The Grinch isn't scary.
Well, that's a scary picture. Look at that thing.
That's not scary.
That's a demon in the hurricane.
Oh, stop it. That hurricane's 900 miles wide.
Yeah, it's...
They're talking about it hitting the coast and then turning around and going back out to sea. And then its projected path is to come back and hit the coast again.
Yeah. If we have any listeners in Florida, you need to get out. Get out now. And that's not a joke. They're saying you need to pack up and get to a safe place because it's...
Oh, yeah, no. They're asking everybody to evacuate.
So what's the update? Have you checked on Haiti? Because it was passing over Haiti yesterday,
Haiti got
right?
pounded pretty good.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, we'll post that picture on our Facebook page here in a little bit, and you guys tell us whether you think it's a skull. It's a skull. It's a demon.
It's not.
It's a demon hurricane.
It honestly,
named Matthew.
It doesn't look like. 2 million people in 3 states urged to flee deadly storm.
Wow.
So I know South Carolina, Florida, and somebody else.
What's our rule, Buck?
Stay out of Florida.
We've had that rule for years. You just stay out of Florida, you'll be fine because there's sharks that will kill you. There's sharks that actually walk on 2 feet. They leave the ocean and they walk on 2 feet and they eat people on beaches.
Okay, they don't eat people
on beaches. I've
seen
a YouTube video.
And they don't walk on them.
I've seen the YouTube video.
Just because you see it, I don't know how many times I have to tell you this. Just because you see something on the internet does not make it real.
Well, I'll show you the YouTube video and then you decide.
Like the eagle snatching the baby? Fake.
That did turn out to be fake. You're right. Taco Bell in Canada is turning into an Airbnb for one night only, and 4 people get to play games and watch TV all night while a butler brings them food.
Like, just all the tacos you want?
Yeah.
Nice.
How cool would that be?
Dude, I'd be making, like, custom double-decker tacos and love Taco Bell.
If you could get locked in somewhere, where would you like to get locked in at?
Like, anywhere?
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to go old school, like those old 80s movies where they got locked in the department stores.
That's a good call.
Like, I'd want to do that really famous toy store in New York where they did Big.
Oh, good call.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd just go sleep on a giant teddy bear and go play the piano, and it'd be a blast.
You realize you're like 47.
I'm not 47.
A guy in England just finished running 401 marathons in 401 days to raise money for charity. I don't know how that's possible.
That's because some people are in shape and some aren't.
401 marathons in 401 days. That a marathon a day?
26.2 miles a day.
That's crazy. And apparently this is the best week to buy your Christmas flights. It gets really expensive to fly around Christmas, so... If you're planning on going somewhere for the holidays, according to travel experts, this is the week when Christmas flights are the cheapest.
Hmm.
We're about 80 days away, so the prices should stay low until next Wednesday. So make plans. You're paying a lot of money. And stores are fighting back Friday. Stores are fighting Black Friday by staying closed on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. That's a new thing that started happening last year, year before, where people are like, you know, we're not going to do this. We're not going to buy into this. We're going to close on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Home Depot, Costco, TJ Maxx, Staples. There's an entire mall in America, the Mall of America in Minnesota, biggest mall in the country. They're deciding we're not doing this because people are they're getting trampled. They're killing each other to save $17 on, you know, a vest from the Adam Levine collection.
The Adam Levine collection.
It's a beautiful collection of clothing. You're a Voice fan.
I do watch The Voice.
What do you think of Alicia Keys?
I like Pharrell better.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And not a fan of Miley Cyrus.
Watch, she'll probably win.
She probably will.
Yeah.
If you're counting on advances in modern medicine to keep you alive and healthy until you're well.
Think again.
Well, if you wanted to live to be 200, I got some bad news for you. A new study out of New York found that the human lifespan is probably capped at 125 years max.
Who wants to live that long?
Yeah, I mean, you know me. 65 is when I'm ready to go.
That's a little young.
Yeah, right there, buddy. Our DNA
I'm not right there.
Our DNA just mutates and self-destructs as we get older, and there's nothing that science will ever be able to do about it. The oldest person ever is a woman who died in 1997 at 122 years old. And while it's possible that more people will get close to that record eventually, the researchers don't think anyone will ever get too far past 122. No thanks. I'm good. I'm good at maybe 70 tops, you know? As long as I can still walk and get around and do things, okay. But if I am in a wheelchair or stuck on a couch or in bed, come on.
You want me to old yeller you?
Would you?
I told you I would.
I'll put you on the list. I have about five people that said they'd do that for me.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
A cow was killed in Newbury, Vermont over the weekend when it wandered away from a farm, walked into the road, and got hit by a milk truck.
It's kind of ironic.
Got hit by a milk truck. The guy who hit the cow wasn't hurt in the crash. There's no word on whether the farmer's in trouble for letting the cow get out. That's big money, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It was probably a Chick-fil-A truck.
You know what? You're probably right. We're going to take a break. Big show today. Tam will be joining us here in a little bit. Buck and Dex hanging out once again. Steve-O and Tao in New York City. We'll try to track them down. I think Comic-Con kicks off the day.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, so we should check in.
All right. 585 Live. You can text the show or call us at 338-3700. We'll be back. Knox, oh. Hamilton, Work It Out, Star 88. Good morning.
Sorry, I didn't know we were live. I was clearing my throat.
I was coughing.
Beautiful, beautiful Thursday for Balloon Fiesta. It is 7:14.
High today, I believe 74. If my memory serves me right. Okay, good.
Going to be a good day for all you aeronauts out there. Traffic!
Really, I-40 eastbound, westbound between 6th and 12th is a little congested right now, and obviously Alameda is just insane right now. So, and then Paseo coming from the west side to the east side, a little congested as well. So,
drive safe.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
You should read those from now on.
I agree.
I'm just...
Well, you know.
He's got a point.
Steve-O's idea.
Shocker.
Hello?
Oh, Oh, hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
How is New York? How's everything going?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, we delayed it. Matt and I actually decided to go to Italy.
What?
Yeah, we're in Italy. Uh-huh. We're skipping Comic-Con. It's, you know, the country of love, we heard, and we wanted to see the sights.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So, yeah, it. Italy, man.
You're a terrible liar.
Yeah.
You're a terrible liar.
Yeah, I am. Also, I've been asleep for, like, 3 hours.
I know.
New York is so alive that literally everyone is constantly doing something, even when they don't want to be.
Yeah, I saw you post a picture. You and Teo and friends were out at some pizza joint at 2 a.m.
It was not a pizza joint. Okay. It was a hot dog joint.
Okay. Hot dog
completely
joint.
Completely different.
Pizza, hot dogs.
So,
same thing.
You know, having really healthy hot dogs at 2 o'clock in the morning with pineapples on them. Guys, what else did our hot dogs have on them? Bacon. They were all wrapped in bacon, by the way.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah.
Well,
so, hey, can you answer line? Can you answer line 2? Yes, I
can. Good morning,
Dex.
Teo.
Good morning, Teo. What are you doing? This is weird. We're talking to Steve-O on one line and you on the other one.
Listen,
yeah.
We're not in Italy. Can you mute his phone line?
Right, hold on a second. Hold on. Okay. All right.
Go ahead. He's muted.
Okay. But. We're not in Italy.
Are you in Ibiza?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know if we're in New York. I think we're in Branson, Missouri.
Are you kidding?
I don't know what happened.
Make sure you go to Dollywood if you're in Branson.
But next time, we got to get Jesse to plan this thing.
I told you not to let Steve-O plan this thing.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, you live, you learn.
Oh, you can put him back.
Steve-O?
I missed all of that.
Yeah, New York is great. It's great.
Yeah. Thanks for the update,
I don't even know what happened.
You were talking about hot dogs, bacon, and apples.
Yeah, and then I got put on hold, and it put me back on the 40-second delay, so I didn't hear anything that you guys were talking about.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Don't even worry about it.
It's okay.
We didn't really talk about
it. Wait, is that Aaron Buck in the room?
This is Aaron Buck. And
hey, buddy.
Tam is here
I
with
heard
us
a girl.
As well.
Yep, Tam
is here. He doesn't care about that.
This is, I don't know if you guys got the memo, but this is officially the new lineup, so. Uh-huh.
Yeah, thanks guys for that.
It's Buck, Aaron, and who?
Yeah.
Tam.
Mm-hmm.
Tabitha. I think they said Tabitha.
No, not Tabitha.
Emily? I don't know, I can't tell.
Anyway, Steve, I'm using your mic, so it's official. We're done, and you have strep throat now, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I have strep throat, I'm going to murder.
I'm positive.
My health is what I meant. Murder my health. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I'm positive because you'll need to do that, probably.
Yeah, my throat is killing me.
Can you feel it?
Mm-hmm. I just got to New York, and we have day one of Comic-Con in like half an hour.
Yeah, you guys better get up, because it's 9:19 right now. Guys, get up.
What are you doing
it's
still
a great
sleeping?
Number.
We're up. No. Side note, we just realized that a little band that we kind of play on the station is in town this weekend. So
who's that?
Modest Yahoo is going to be playing the Brooklyn Flea on Saturday.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
If we hear from a certain band, we'll let you guys know. But we're not even going to throw it out there.
He already threw it out there.
He already said it.
Yeah,
he already said that they were playing.
Yeah, I did.
That he was playing.
I'm really excited. Love Modest Yahoo.
He also said we're in New York City, Branson.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Wow. Is Alicia Keys? Did you see Alicia Keys yet?
I haven't seen her, but I did see about five people. Oh, so yesterday was my first real weird experience with celebrities when I was delayed in Atlanta and had to hop a flight from Atlanta to New York. And they filmed a little show in Atlanta called The Walking Dead. And I wish I'd been paying attention because I shared an airplane with Michonne and didn't even notice or pay attention or get a picture.
Was it really? Come on. Okay, did she have dreads?
Yeah, no.
Did she have dreads?
No, dummy, that's a wig.
That was a trick question, because if you would have said that she had dreads, then I knew that it wasn't her.
She got stopped at security because of her sword and everything.
Body double.
Yeah. No, she did not. Her name is Danae, and she was sitting in the very first seat in first class, and I I failed, guys.
It wasn't
I even pulled
her.
The. I'm going to go to the bathroom and make sure. So I'm going to go to the bathroom in first class, and sure enough, but I'm not going to be the guy that walks out of the like airplane bathroom and then goes. So I didn't take a picture.
Steve-o, that's why you trip and you fall on accident right in her lap.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You should have done it, man. You got to think this stuff through.
Wow. Tao, can I go now?
No.
Guys, you only listen, this is an experience that needs to live on forever. I need you guys
Hold on.
Yes.
They're not really providing anything right now, and they're kind of cutting into our quality time with Cam, so can we just like wrap this up and move on?
At least someone has a brain.
Make some things happen, please.
Why don't you get back to that?
Will you make things happen later so you guys have good stories? Please?
No.
Yeah, lots, lots of Instagram.
Yes.
See you later, boys.
Okay?
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Sunshines. It's so many lines.
New York. Tao, Steve-O, New York City, Comic-Con today.
Good luck, fellas.
Goodbye.
That was a great ending.
That was kind of going nowhere. I'm sorry. I just had to put my foot down.
You know, I don't like to, I don't want to jump in there because I'm obviously the novice of the station. I don't know, you know, I mean, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, hey, I would get razzed in a room for this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I would get walked on. If I ever did something like this, like talk forever and say nothing.
You know what? You just say what feels right.
Well, we don't want to go
there. Seriously, you should. No, it's okay.
Well,
it's okay.
Thanks.
There are no rules right now. You just do whatever feels okay.
I like that idea.
Hey, Buck, hold on one second. Tam?
Yeah.
You know the rules, okay?
Did you mute?
I muted his mic. He can't hear us right now.
Okay.
You know what happened. Okay.
Yeah, I know what happened last
Don't
time.
Don't listen to it.
Buck?
You there?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're back.
Yeah, no rules, Tam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. No rules.
We'll just go airheads and lock him out of the studio. It's fine. I know how to fly this ship.
Can you imagine?
It's totally cool.
Hey, this is a completely different operating system.
Doesn't matter. Okay. A plane's a plane, baby.
You can figure it out.
I will figure
this
it out.
This is a very, very highly sophisticated
It's no
operation.
More sophisticated than what we had before.
Oh, it is, man. It's even more. I mean, this studio is just top notch.
Yeah, it's really top notch.
Yeah.
I told someone last night that I was going to be on air with Bucky over here.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a little fanboyed out by it.
Yeah? People miss Buck.
I guess they do. I mean, I could personally say that because we don't even know each other, really. But then you get so attached
to him.
Lean
forward. I'm trying to talk to Tam.
Yeah, do you want to... Excuse me. There we go. There,
is that better?
Okay. Don't hurt your back.
There you go.
I can honestly say that, you know, I guess because I listen to your voice that, like, I guess I have this emotional attachment in a sense... Also, like this person did, like it's like, oh, look, yeah, it's Buck. It's Buck and Dex. It's Dex and Buck. It doesn't work Dex and Buck.
It
works Buck and Dex.
Yeah.
So I don't want to like, you know, Dexy, I don't want to like throw you. I don't want to put you in the back seat. You know what I mean?
I know.
But I can't bring myself to say Dex and Bucks. So Buck and Dex. And so I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe I'm a little fan. I don't know. What is that? How do you know you're a fan of somebody who's on the radio? Like when you just like I got so excited when you were going to come in.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
I really did.
I know it's kind of disappointing when you meet me in person.
And then I was like, "Wow, this is
okay, Tam, will you hold on a second?
Underwhelming.
Tam, hold on one second. I just shut her mic off, Buck. Are you okay? Cuz she's kind of being a little weird right now.
She's
kind of fangirling.
We're just having a conversation.
I know,
dude.
But she's kind of being weird.
Just stop it.
Just give me a signal like we used to, okay? Give me a signal if things get awkward with you and Tam, all right? All right? You good?
You're making things weird. Just stop.
Tam?
We're just having a conversation.
Tam,
thank you.
There you are. Tam?
The point is that I really love, I just love that I knew someone who, I don't know, kind of.
You kind of grew up with us, right?
I would say yes.
Gosh.
And you spent more time with him than you have with me. So this is a new experience for you.
And
you feel old.
And this is good, which is my next point of I do think this should be. A forever thing, and I don't mind if Steve and Tao.
Sorry, Steve.
They can live in New York. They can stay.
Real quick on the live line, someone said, "Can you fix the webcam? We can't see you guys."
It's just that was intentional.
Can you? Oh, it was.
No, I can move it.
She's got her back to the webcam, and she's wearing black.
Okay, is it this one or is it that one?
Because click on the webcam.
Someone mentioned that they couldn't see.
Here you go. Yeah, I don't know.
Nope, it's black.
Yep, you better fix that.
I don't know how to do this.
All right. I think that's okay.
Yeah,
it's
I don't...
I'm breaking it.
Let me see. Sorry, guys. Maybe we can get Steve-O back on that line.
Yeah. 585-LIVE, 585-5483. You can text the show or call us at 338-3700.
You know, last time I was in here, I know it was brief, but and I've got a little over an hour left today because I've got to go to the doctor, mm-hmm. but I actually got a direct message from somebody on Twitter that actually called in and asked for advice, and she said, she was like, you know what? She's like, you guys hooked me up. That was the best advice I've ever had. Thank you. So I'm wondering if maybe we should just
that's cool.
give it up today and, you know, try to help some folks out.
Yeah, let's do that.
I like that.
You need some advice? You have, you know, you want us to answer any questions? 585-LIVE, you can text in, or 338-3700.
It can be about anything.
Yeah.
Nothing is off the table.
I know
just
when we...
hit us with it.
When we come back, you have a story that you wanted to share about your kids.
I do.
Buck. Buck you guys, has three or four kids.
Four kids. You guys are going to be proud. I have 1, 3, 4, and almost 19.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
No
yeah,
way.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Is he allowed to say his age on air?
Who, Buck?
Yeah.
48.
I'm not 40. I'm 45.
You're 45?
I don't even look it, do I?
Not a day
Thank
older.
You.
Truly.
Your beard is completely white. What do you mean you,
you know
don't
what?
It's not completely white. It's white. It's gray and black.
It's salt and pepper, friend.
Yes.
Are you dyeing it?
No.
Are you?
Salt and pepper.
Are you doing a little bit of a, you know, just a little
Maybe
black
I want to look a little more distinguished.
I can't believe it. I'm so, that's great. That's great. Do you, right. do you drink that that good stuff, you know?
I drink Noni juice.
I love that. No one knows what that is.
Noni juice.
But is it the real Tahitian Noni? That's the question.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
And electrolyte water.
Okay.
That's how I knew.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back.
Hey. What's going on in the news today?
Hurricane Matthew is bearing down on the Bahamas and taking aim at the southeastern U.S.
Everybody needs to be paying attention and following the instructions of your local officials.
President Obama, after a briefing at FEMA headquarters,
the baseball playoffs continue.
Boston Hospital performing a double arm transplant on a former Marine. He lost his limbs in an explosion in Afghanistan.
An evacuated plane in Kentucky and an overheated mobile device getting the blame.
The pilot of Southwest Airlines Flight 994 to Baltimore notified the Louisville Tower there was smoke in the aircraft's cabin. Louisville Metro Arson Bureau Captain Kevin Fletcher says they found the cause quickly.
Samsung device had overheated, causing the cabin to fill with smoke.
The Nobel Prize in Chemistry this year goes to three scientists who developed the world's tiniest machines.
You may think holding your baby for the first time is priceless. In one Utah hospital, the cost is $40. A new dad wrote on social media that after a C-section, the nurse asked if his wife would like to do skin-to-skin, as they call it, holding the baby on her chest. He said, of course. They found out later they were billed $39.35.
7:35. Good morning. Good morning.
Damn.
7:35.
I was wanting to. It was a dramatic pause.
Oh, okay.
I think is good. Gotcha. High today of 74.
Eastbound, westbound Paseo, or excuse me, westbound Paseo, excuse me, eastbound Paseo, eastbound 40, going over to the Big Eye. Super congested. Obviously, Alameda is super congested right now. Everybody's getting out there trying to see the special shapes balloons. So don't rubbernecks. Watch what you're doing when you're driving a balloon fiesta.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Traffic!
Hey, real quick. We are looking for some volunteers. If you are interested in helping out at the beautiful Offerings Tour stop in Las Cruces. So Las Cruces people, or I mean even Albuquerque people, if you want to go down there and help. Transparent Productions is asking for your help. They need loaders, runners, merch volunteers to help out for various hours on Wednesday, October 5th. That was yesterday. Never mind. I'm going to delete that.
You're kind of bringing us down here.
Sorry, guys.
What just happened?
That was yesterday. I was supposed to read that. It's Thursday.
Oh. Yeah, that's okay. That. Well, you did what you had to do.
I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay. No worries. We got a question.
Good, good.
Yeah, Liveline says, Buck, Dex, and Tam, I got a question.
It's got a good ring to it.
My son has been bugging me to get his nose pierced. I have doubts in letting him get his nose pierced. When I was his age, I got piercings. By the way, he's 15. Is letting him get his nose pierced, training him in the way he should go as a Christian. Thanks. Dom Soul.
That's a good question.
You want me to field it?
Yeah, go, Buck. Go.
You know, I think that if that's the route you're going to go, if you're going to allow him to do that, there needs to be a conversation had on what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, what your limits are as far as your comfort level with it, because it could be a situation where once you let them pierce their nose, they say, well, I've got this done, now I want this done. You know, so I mean, just make it very clear as to what your guidelines are for that. And I want to know why do you want to get your nose pierced?
Yeah.
You know, what's it about? What are you trying to accomplish with this? What's the purpose of it?
It's piercings seem to have
died off.
They have, right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Even tattoos, in a way, have died off a little bit. They don't seem as popular as they used to be.
I'm getting mine removed. I'm just kidding.
I'm waiting for that cream to come out. You hear about this cream?
Wrecking Ball.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
The stuff that soaks out all the ink?
Yes.
Supposed to hit the market pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Like it's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they have it. They just haven't put it out.
That can't be good for you.
Why?
I mean, you're putting this cream that can suck out a tattoo. Is that what I just heard you say?
Mm-hmm.
I think basically it eats like layers of the epidermis off slowly and somewhat non-painfully.
Wow.
Side effects, you might lose your arm.
Or whatever.
Whichever body part the tattoo's on, it could
fall off. Internal bleeding.
But if it's a bad tattoo, it might be worth it.
I don't know. This kid's 15 years old. If it's fading, if the nose piercing's fading, he's 15. Isn't he like kind of in and unless he's just not, you know?
Yeah. And the good thing about a piercing, too, is like, especially something like that, I mean, you can always take it out and it'll just
close up.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's some good wisdom. Yeah. I think Bucky's on to something.
Yeah, and at 15, that's Caleb's age. Goodness sakes. Yeah, I'm trying to imagine if Caleb came to me and wanted his nose pierced.
Yeah.
Oof.
Plus, those things can get infected.
They sure can.
Have you seen some
of those
pictures?
Maybe that's the plan, parent who wrote in. Maybe he gets his nose pierced, but then you don't teach him how to properly take care of it, so that way it gets infected, and then he has to take it out.
He'll
never want to get another piercing again.
I would just say, you know, have the regular conversation, maybe instead.
Well.
You know, because what if that turns into, like, staff?
That's true. Maybe his nose falls off.
All to prove a point.
Yeah. It's
not going to work out.
Good call. Don't listen to me. Buck, good advice. Good stuff.
That's because he's a good dad.
He's a great dad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of good dads.
Yes. Talk to us about the story, but you've been wanting to share this all morning.
So, my wife has convinced me that our daughters need bunk beds. Our daughters share a room.
Oh.
And she told me that they need bunk beds. And you're not supposed to, according to safety regulations, let a child under the age of 5 sleep in a top bunk bed. Well, we have 3 and 4. So I decided if they're going to have bunk beds, they're not going to have a ladder. They're going to have stairs. So I found a set of bunk beds.
Stairs. Wait, can you back it up?
Yes.
What do you mean by stairs?
You've never seen those?
Do you want me to show you?
Like they come out and down?
So you have the top bunk, and then at the edge of the top bunk, you have an opening where they can go out onto the bed.
Right.
And then there's a staircase going down.
I just figured that was the same thing as the ladder.
Well, it kind of is, but it's not a ladder.
Because I mean, it's safer?
It's safer. It's got a handrail.
Right, wow!
Those brown ones right there. Those brown ones. Those no,
the
right
top,
next, right
the first,
there.
The
those
first
are the ones
picture.
That I got.
There you go.
Oh, that is so cool because it has nothing to do with the bed. It's totally not even attached to their
right.
Yeah, okay.
That is cool. That's cooler than a ladder.
Yeah, yeah, and it looks much safer, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Is it?
Well, sure.
Well, they could still fall.
Kids are fine. Oh, I'm sure they could fall.
But if they could fall down the stairs.
They actually have non-skid on the steps. So when they're walking down, there's like grip tape so they don't slip off.
You have a two-story bed.
I have a two-story bed for my kids.
Wow.
The two-story bed came in 6 boxes.
Oh, no.
And weighed 500 pounds.
What?
Yes.
Did you put it together?
So Ella has been very, very excited about The bed. Very excited.
And that's the bed you got?
That's the bed I got. That's the exact bed.
Six
boxes, 500 pounds.
You got to put all this stuff together.
So it came in Monday afternoon.
No.
I planned on, I'm going to knock off work early a little bit. I'm going to stop and pick up a mattress because the only thing that's different about this bed and the one that I got my kids is the bottom bunk is a full.
Mm. Wow.
So it sticks out below the other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to get me one of these.
And I'm like, you know, I've got tools. I've got, because it's a lot of like Allen wrench work. So I actually have drill bits that are Allen heads.
Yeah.
You know? So I have all the proper tools that I need to assemble this bed. And I'm like, 3 hours, it's going to be done.
3 hours? No way.
Yeah.
Done.
Started at 4:30
p.m.
By 10 o'clock p.m., I was done assembling both beds.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it. Just the beds.
Just the beds?
Just the bed frames.
Oh.
I don't have drawers put together. I don't have the stairs put together. And Ella's crushed.
Yeah.
She's like, Daddy, I want to sleep on top.
Why didn't she get it done?
Because it was 10 o'clock at night, and the kids were a hot mess, and they needed to go to bed.
Well, you should have kept going.
And so what I did was I just put them side by side. And I'm like, Daddy will work on your beds as soon as I can. So Tuesday, back-to-back appointments from from 9 o'clock in the morning. I literally walked in the door at 5:30, and we went to Mumford & Sons that night.
Oh, nice.
So as soon as I walked through the door, and we missed dinner with our friends. So I walk in the door, and Sarah looks at me. She's like, I'm a little bit mad that I'm missing dinner. And I'm like, I'm sorry, babe, but I got the listing. She's like, I don't care. So couldn't do anything. Ella called me. She's in preschool now. She called me 3 times after she got out of preschool.
She's got a cell phone now?
No, good she grabs her. Mom's phone and she FaceTimes me because she learned how to use it.
Nice.
So she FaceTimes me.
Social media.
You know, Daddy, can I sleep on top tonight?
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, baby, I can't.
Tonight. Why do you keep disappointing her?
So yesterday, I got home, 5:30, had to go to the store. By the time I got settled at home, 6 o'clock. I'm like, knocking this out. I got 10 o'clock at night, again, 4 hours later, I finally got the stairs built with the arm rail, the arm rail, and that's it.
Fuck.
And I connected it to the bed, though, so they could actually crawl up on the bed and get up there and sleep. I still have to go back and build all the drawers and the shelves.
And that is so much work.
I've already got 9 hours into this.
Wow.
This is like a full day project. Like this is, it's insane. Like how
should've
long
hired
it took.
Somebody? I was gonna say, why didn't you hire me? You know I need money.
This is the time you phone a friend.
You know I need money.
I would rather hire Tam because she seems more proficient with power tools than you do.
You know what? You hire me, but then I just have Leslie go and do it because she's the actual one that does all the work around the house.
At
so.
Least you admit it. Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. A lot
but
of.
But you are a good dad. Because you're spending the time to get this thing done by yourself.
And Ella's a helper. Like, she wants to come in and help.
She's like, yep, this goes here.
And, yeah, exactly. And I'm like, and finally, by hour 4 on the first night, I was like, Sarah, I love you, and I respect your opinion, and I know Ella wants to help, but she's slowing me down.
She's holding me back.
Can I give you, I don't want to say advice, but advice?
Sure. I know whether I take it or not, or just, I don't know.
I've known you for quite a while.
Yes, you have.
And I think at times you can talk a pretty big game coming out the gate.
Yeah.
You can make some pretty big promises. And sometimes, maybe most of the time, you don't live up to those expectations that you promised out of the gate. Do you think you should start small to begin with instead of...
No.
No?
Go big or go home,
okay,
man.
Okay, well, all right. I just don't want your daughter...
You know what?
...to be disappointed again.
They had bunk beds they could sleep in last night.
Yeah, it took you 5 weeks.
It took me 3 days.
Yeah, you said you could get it done in 3
by
hours.
By himself.
By myself.
Man.
Yeah.
Daddy, can I sleep on top? Oh.
I'm sorry, not tonight.
I hope she'll be okay. Especially, well, this is what I'm worried about.
Is she going to have emotional trauma?
But this is what I'm worried about with who's on the top? It's
Ella.
Ella.
The big one.
So in the middle of the night when she gets up, because she probably does get up in the middle of the night, right?
No.
Are you? Well, let's say she has a nightmare or something.
She cries and we go in.
But she never gets up in the middle of the night?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I was going to say I'd be worried that she would try to get down from the bunk bed.
She's got a nightlight.
Okay. All right.
She has two nightlights.
Well, I just don't want to have to call CYFD on you.
Oh, here we go.
Really?
Oh, my
really?
Gosh. You know, it's a little young.
I drove by your house.
The proper age for bunk beds is 5. She's 4.
And your smallest child was playing basketball in the middle of the street.
Okay.
How old is your smallest child?
He's 11.
In the middle of the street?
He wasn't in the middle
of
the street.
He was in the middle of the street.
And the cars are just running.
Okay, he was playing hoops with his friends. That is not an exaggeration, and it's not a lie.
It's a side street. It's not like a, it's not a busy, busy street.
You had me at street.
It's, you know, when you drive down.
Why didn't you put it in the driveway? Park your car in the street. Let your kid play in the driveway.
Let a car hit a car, Dex.
Yeah.
I think we need to make a phone call.
CYFD.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We don't live there anymore, actually.
No?
I actually have my own court now, next to the tennis courts.
You have your own court? Like you live on the courts?
I have tennis courts. I have a basketball court. I have mini golf. That's right.
Wow.
I live in a people community.
Ooh.
That's nice.
He lives in a retirement community.
Okay. That's nice.
585 Live. You can text in. Someone said, I tell them they better sleep in that bed till they're 20 for all that work.
Yeah. Seriously.
Someone said, I just wanted to say I've listened to Buck and Dex on the Edge for years. I haven't listened to that radio station since you guys left, so it's super exciting to hear you guys back together. I've gotten retail advice from Buck. I hope you guys know how many true fans you guys have. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
I always feel like it's a love fest when I come in here. It's super
just
sweet.
Love.
Yeah, it's super sweet, except the sweetest part that he just left out. Like, you just read that whole thing and it's like, oh gosh, Buck and Dex, you're awesome. And then you missed the last
You missed the
I'm
part
sorry.
About Tam?
I didn't read ahead. Go ahead, Tam.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think she said Tam is cool too.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I really didn't read ahead. I would have read that.
Way to go, Dexter. He's got really like selective habits about himself.
Someone said playing basketball in the street with the cars will sharpen his reflexes. Exactly. My son is the star player.
It's like dodgeball. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Someone said they still can fall off the top bunk. Well, if they have the rails, then they can.
They can't fall off this top bunk. I mean, she would literally have to. I mean, it's got rails that are. Like when she's laying down, the rails probably are a foot and a half, you know, above her. So I think she's pretty safe.
Back in the day when I was younger, I had bunk beds and there was no rail. There was, I mean, if you rolled over, you fell off.
You're done.
Yeah.
We had a trampoline. There was no nets when you had a trampoline back in the day. I don't know how I survived.
Honestly. I used to sneak on. I really wanted to go. I really wanted to sleep on the top bunk. But my brother was like, no, you can't. You're on the bottom. You're on the bottom. And I'd be like, but I want to sleep on the top. And he's like, nope, that's mine. You're on the bottom.
Yeah.
So then I climbed up in the middle of the night. Like usually I would like come up there and I'd be like, I'm just going to be up here for just a minute. And then I'd fall asleep and I'd wake up. My mom would come in. She'd be like, what is going on? The two of you cannot sleep on the top bunk. There's a weight limit or something like that. I don't know what the weight limit was. I'm sure it was like 300 pounds. Yeah. But obviously like us combined was a solid 50.
Yeah.
And then I had to like get back down, and I would always sneak in the middle of the night because I love the top bunk. And then my brother, he let me sleep there by myself. He was like, you can have the top bunk. And I got stuck in that little thing, that little space. You know how there's like one little, like you're saying, there's like one little rim or what's it called?
The little safety bar or whatever.
That.
Yeah.
There's one thing right there. I got stuck in between that thing and I woke up and I was hanging off of the top bunk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Head first. That's how I woke up because there was blood rushing to my head.
Wow.
And I was like, gosh, this
You probably
hurts.
Never slept.
What are all these
again?
Flashing things
never
in
did,
my eyes?
Never did it again.
See, when I fell off, I would never wake up, but I would wake up in the morning on the floor. It's weird, right?
This explains so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of head trauma.
Wow.
A lot of head trauma. And I remember my brother, he was sleeping on the top, and it actually collapsed and it crushed me.
That was my biggest fear.
Yeah, it happened to me.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to collapse. It's got big, like, I think the wood dowels are probably like 4 or 5 inches long, and they're probably about that big of a round, you know, like a quarter.
That'd be fine.
And those are the posts that are holding the bed together.
That's good, because that is a risk.
Yeah.
585-5483 if you want to text in. Someone said, I feel your pain, Buck. I thought we could buy all of the furniture and cabinets for our kitchen from IKEA and did it myself. 350 boxes in over a month. A month later, still haven't gotten it.
You know, I learned a lesson actually about that being in the business that I'm in now. There's actually a guy here in town. If you order IKEA stuff, he will drive to Phoenix and go pick it up for you in a truck, bring it back and assemble it and put it all, install it all.
Wow.
That's a good gig right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, good business.
Let's see. Someone said Cheaters Hotel. Anyone?
No, not happening.
Cheaters Hotel? Yeah, we're not allowed to do that.
It's out.
Sorry, guys. That one's just going to be put away forever.
I hear that Wrecking Balm has been on the shelves at Walmart for years. Hmm. Is this true?
Interesting.
I don't know if that's a true fact, but that's what someone just said.
Might be. I'll look it up.
All right. If you guys want to ask us questions, you need some advice, Buck's here for another 30 minutes, and then he has to go.
No, it's longer than 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I got to leave at like 8:55. I've got a 9:15 appointment with the sports medicine doc. Go get a shot in my shoulder.
Buck's
ow.
Yeah.
He's an athlete.
What do you do, Buck?
Nothing. I injure myself like getting out of my car.
He does. He lives.
You have injured yourself so many times over the years.
It's funny. We're trying to figure out like what exactly I did to my shoulder because I have bursitis. And that's where you have like a little bursa sac in between the ball and the socket thing. And when that gets inflamed, it sits there and pinches. So it's super, super painful. And they're like, I'm like, how does it happen? They're like, well, you probably had some kind of injury. And I was like, well, how long ago? They said, could be 10 years. And I was like, I think I know what I did.
So, what?
Well, I used to do
like... He was
like,
a professional arm wrestler.
I knew it. Over the top. He's in that movie.
I actually used to do like a lot of MMA stuff.
What?
Yeah. So...
He's actually 1-0.
I'm 1-0. No kidding. I ran into him the other day.
Did you?
We had a conversation.
Oh, Dan?
He's working for an old folks home.
Oh, that's cool.
He like actually runs like 5 of them.
Nice. Good for him.
Yeah.
Hope he's
Stump
good at
Boy
that.
Dan. Yep. All right. We got to take a quick break. 585 Live. You can text into the show. Also, coming up, your chance at some Chris Tomlin tickets.
Sweet.
They're going to be Chris Tomlin's going to be here at the End of the Mountain Gods Resort this Saturday. And Chris Tomlin going to be on the show tomorrow.
No way.
Yeah, win.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
But your chance to win some Chris Tomlin tickets when we come back. Civil Twilight, Let It Go. Star 88 FM. I almost said the other station.
Did you really?
I really did.
Be careful, buddy.
I was going to come on
and say the name of the song, but then you stole my thunder.
Man.
Because the formula that we had, he would say the artist, I would say the name of the song. He would come back and say the time. I would say the weather. Then traffic would go and, you know.
Yeah. Good morning, wow. Starmy. Buck and Dex back together with Tam.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Teo. We checked in with them this morning. They're in New York. Well, are they in New York City?
They're in New York.
Come on.
They are.
I don't think they are.
They're there.
They're there for Comic-Con, which it started. Comic-Con is underway. So
you know, I don't think, as much as I think Comic-Con would be kind of cool and nerdy to go to, I don't think we ever need to because at one point, Dex and I actually got to spend like 15 minutes on the phone with...
Stan Lee.
Stan Lee.
Yeah. You know who that is?
When did this take place?
That was like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
So pretty much you guys are set for life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and he was the most humble, like down to earth, amazing dude to talk to.
Yeah.
He could have been arrogant.
Here's the guy who created the Hulk, Spider-Man.
He's comics. Like
yeah, he's the guy.
He's the reason comic books are what they are today.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's check some traffic out there. I think traffic. There's some traffic situations out there.
Oh, eastbound I-40. Super congested, especially heading to Coors right now. If you're coming from 98 to Coors, it's super congested. And all the way basically to the Big Eye. Paseo eastbound is also super congested as well. Balloon Fiesta around Alameda, totally lighting up right now. Lightening up. So, yeah, be careful out there. Don't rub
this that. Traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite
totally
B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
No, thank you.
Okay. Thanks. All right. It's like he's right here with us.
It is. 585 Live, you can text us. 585-5483.
I see a little question here.
Yeah, go for it.
People want to know about the old Baxter.
Well, he's...
What about him? It was his birthday the other day.
Yeah, and he's doing the morning show where Buck and I used to do our thing.
They want
to
know if you're still connected.
Well...
I ran into him one day down in Nob Hill.
Really?
Yeah. It was really awkward because this is what happened. So I was walking down the street and I saw him walking and I was like, well, this is happening. There's really no like avoiding it or turning around or anything. And
yeah, you look like a weirdo.
We got fairly close to each other and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, I work right here. This is my office. And he went to like hug me and shake my hand, but he didn't know what to do.
One of those.
So I just grabbed him on the shoulder and shook his hand and shook it. And I was like, it's good to see you.
Let's get this over with, shall we?
Now, I'm sure he's doing great.
Great.
Mm-hmm. 585-5483.
And no hard feelings, by the way. It was just a funny story.
Yeah. Not at all.
That is seriously funny. Have you ever, like, the weirdest part is, like, when you go to hug, like, who's, like, going, like, who's going to be on the one on top? Who's like, coming underneath that, like, shoulder?
Yeah.
You know? And it's just, and then, like, do you do, like, what if you pat once and then they're, but they're trying to, like, pat? Like, when I saw Buck, I was like, I said, hey, I'm a hugger. Like, I just told him, like, I'm coming in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't. We can't play this game.
Yeah, but like, when you have pneumonia, you shouldn't hug people.
It's strep and it's gone, but it's lingering.
It's in my throat now.
It's like, not in your throat now.
He is such a hypochondriac. I mean,
I know.
That is not true.
Oh, big
time. Ask me how many days I've taken off this year.
I don't care about
ask
that.
Me how many sick
He's
days?
A total hypochondriac, though, because he always thinks he has something.
All right.
Like,
now
when
he thinks he has pneumonia.
When the avian bird flu came out, thought he had it.
I had it.
Yep.
What about swine flu?
He had the swine flu as well.
Is that what you meant?
Yep. Now he's going to get the Zika.
Yeah. So where does that even come from?
Mosquitoes.
The old Zeeks.
It comes from Rio de Janeiro.
No, it doesn't come from Rio de Janeiro.
You're making that up. You're making that up.
Anything that he ever says, you always have to check.
Constantly.
You do.
Yes.
But he says it so serious.
I know. That's the thing. He's
the
very
worst.
Confident.
I know. You just don't listen to me ever. Just please.
No.
If you want some advice from me, feel free and text us, 585-LIVE.
Tam and I will help you out.
Yeah, sure.
I was just reading about this new candle that promises to fill your home with the smell of a new Mac computer.
I saw that.
Well, are you going to tell us more?
Sure. A company called 12 South. It makes accessories for iPhones, iPads, and other Apple products.
Of course they do.
And they have a new candle that apparently smells just like a brand new Mac computer when you take it out of the box.
Next time I go to the car wash and get a mediocre car wash, I'm going to ask, when they ask what scent I want, I'm going to say new Mac computer and see what they say.
They say the aroma includes mint, peach, basil, lavender, mandarin, and sage.
Because that's what a Mac computer is made out of.
Yep.
It's nothing better than a...
Fresh clean. Mac straight out of the Mac. Box.
It's like the new car smell, new Mac smell.
It's not.
You so threw in good. The word peach, did you not?
I did.
It's a real peach.
Peach.
Wow.
I also said mandarin and sage.
Mm.
Yeah. There you go. I think it's a good Christmas gift, you know? It'd be a good Christmas gift.
Okay. Don't buy that for me.
I'll make sure.
Someone said on the live line, Dex, don't get the diabetes. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm working out now, and I am watching my sweet intake.
Are you?
I love me some sweets.
Me too.
Oof, it's been tough.
Had me a little mini Marie Callender pie last night.
Oh, those are so good.
Coconut cream, baby.
Those. Oh, and that's like the one featured in the commercials back in the day.
Yeah. Amazing.
Remember that?
Yep.
Mm. Why do we lose Marie Callenders?
I don't know. They just went to. They all they do is they sell them in the stores now. But you can buy those little mini ones. So they're,
oh, good.
You know, you
so
don't
you can
have
eat
to,
them by yourself. You don't have to share.
You know, yeah, you don't have to buy the whole pie. You can just buy they come in boxes of two.
Nice.
Two little tiny mini ones are like that big.
Do you eat both of them?
It depends.
Yeah, he does.
Sometimes
it's of course, a trust
sometimes,
circle.
Sometimes it's a two pie night. I'm not going to lie.
It depends on how stressed out you are.
You got to commit. I mean, the dude's been putting together six boxes worth of a bed.
Yep.
I hear you.
He needs four.
It can be a little stressful.
500 pounds. Me.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in and say hello, or text in 585-5483.
Wow.
Wait, go back up. I want to see what you just had there.
Right here?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Is there an age when men should stop using terms like LOL and emoticons and text messages? Is too cute for guys? Is it too cute?
For a guy's guy to write.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
You know what? Why don't you just save this one? I want you to earmark this, and Tam, you can hold them accountable. And I want you to do this with Steve-O, because I've been harping on him for so long about his speech. He's a 30-something-year-old man, almost 40, and the things that come out of his mouth sound like an 11-year-old girl.
Oh, girl.
Well.
Totes. Bestie.
Totes.
Well.
Tam.
Steve-O does it more than I do. Buck used to make fun of me all the time.
I mean,
I'm not making fun of you. You know what? Dude, I'm your brother in Christ,
but
man.
Hold on, hold on. It's clearly an age gap. That's what it is.
It's not an age gap. I don't know any other 35, 36-year-old men.
I'm 37.
That say totes and besties and all of that nonsense. Do you?
I want to believe.
Does your husband?
I want to believe.
Oh, Tones does.
He does, but I can't. I'm trying to think back.
I was walking down the hall the other day, and Tones came up to me, and he's like, "Man, I'm so jelly. I can't be in.
Oh gosh,
hanging out with you." And I said, "I know, Tones. Right back at you."
Why
bro.
Do you? Okay, when
yeah,
you
I
start
could totally talk, see that happening.
When you start,
totally, I could see my husband saying that.
When you start talking, why do you turn into Keanu Reeves from Point Break as you're speaking?
See, again, I go back to the age gap. Okay, you just don't get it. You're too old.
Oh,
really?
You're out of the demographic now.
Okay, this entire time I thought you were talking about the age gap, like you were trying to bridge the gap between you and the children. No. But you were talking about the age gap between you and Buck. Now it makes sense.
Oh,
I'm sorry I don't play Pokemon Go, okay?
Yeah.
I've got
because if you did, you'd
do.
Get hit by a car. That's what would happen because you can't see the road.
It's the new Ice Bucket Challenge. People have died playing Pokemon Go.
They have walked off the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. It's a good question. You know, is there an age when men should stop using terms like LOL and emoticons?
I don't think they should do it.
Yeah, Buck has always
I've always been kind of like a guy's guy, and there's been no question about that ever. So I think it's just nonsense.
Why does it matter, though? When I send you an LOL or a smiley face, why does it matter?
The only thing that you're allowed to send me is a thumbs up or a pound. That's it. Those are the only emoticons I want to see come out of you.
What about the little smiley cheeks, the one that looks like Dex
a little bit?
No,
my wife sends me those.
What about the
smiley cheeks that look like Dex?
What about the video? What about the video memes? You know, on the new iPhone, you can send memes.
Memes are fine. GIFs are fine.
What if it's of a smiley face?
You're just digging your own grave, dude.
Well,
come
I have
on.
An answer now.
Wrong with it.
What do you got?
We have an answer because when you're talking about Steve-O, you know, like what age did you say about a little girl?
I said like 11, 12 years old.
Okay, well, this person says Steve-O has the mind of a 12-year-old girl. Dex, recall the interview with the country singer? You want to?
Oh my gosh, I actually heard that.
I've never heard it. What was it?
She was like American Idol or The Voice or something like that, and they started asking her questions, and they had written down what they thought her responses would be, and Steve-O nailed most of them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was really creepy.
It was really creepy.
Is it because she's 12?
Yeah, she's a 12-year-old girl, and Steve-O's the king of that stuff. I mean, I love Steve-O.
Yeah.
Love him dearly. Great guy.
We love him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who that girl. I can't
we love her.
I love her a lot.
338-3700, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Is this the new show, or are you just standing in, Buck?
I think we're taking over. Tam and I are taking over.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. New
show.
You know
what? It's so great to hear you guys back on the air. I was a long-time listener for years on the Edge, man, and you guys are really good. You guys are really, really good, man.
Appreciate that, man.
Can't wait. I made my day hearing that you guys are going to be back on the air, so I'm going to be listening to the station more often.
There you go. Well, he'll be in tomorrow. And then when Teo and Steve-O get back on Wednesday, we'll break the news that they need to find new jobs.
Sorry, fellas.
All right, guys. Well, take care and God bless.
God bless.
You too.
Wow.
We're totally joking, Starmie.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm just joking.
He was so excited.
I'm a good fill-in. That's about it.
So many people love you guys.
Well, thanks, Tam.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Well,
I love
you know,
it.
I mean, when you've been on. Well, you've been in this city for, you know, 16 years.
You guys have been married for a solid...
A while.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He used to call me his job wife all the time.
Oh, you called me
You know what was
wife.
Interesting is like, growing up with people. I think that's like one of the coolest things about this job when you have some longevity in radio.
Yeah.
And people actually grow up with you.
Yeah.
So like you have a 10-year-old kid that started listening to us when he was 10, you know, and 23, 24 by the time we end. And I mean, this, we literally grew up with this, these people.
That's,
you know,
right.
And it's super cool.
Makes you feel really old.
No.
I, you know, it doesn't make me feel old.
Well.
It's a good thing.
Glad you've embraced.
I want you guys to stay friends forever.
We will.
Well, sure.
Well, I mean, we're going to.
We hang out all the time.
Do you?
No, we don't.
Not at all.
You don't even see each other?
No.
Did you guys hang out with each other?
No,
when
we never even hung
before?
Out when we did the show together.
Sometimes. I mean,
yeah, every once in a while. But.
I mean, we were with each other a lot, you know? So, I mean,
you hung out because you literally hung out every day.
Yeah. And that's really kind of what our job was more
hanging out.
Just hanging out with people.
Yeah.
Each other.
338-3700 if you'd like to call us. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
What's happening, man?
No, not much, man. It's nice to hear both of you guys back on the radio together for at least a couple days.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah, man, you guys going to do a podcast or something, man?
Oh.
I've actually been working on all that stuff, and I have most of it ready to go.
Do you?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do a podcast.
Of what?
I haven't really, the only problem I'm having right now is figuring out a good name for it, because I don't want it to be cheesy or dopey or anything like that, you know, but.
Right.
You know, my mind frame is, I still have a lot to say, you know, and I don't have an outlet for it all the time. So
I like that.
I need to get it out, and
yeah,
I need to
wait for it, man.
Figure out a name.
Awesome. Yeah.
We could help you figure out a name.
Yeah.
Buster's Radio.
Okay, just go ahead and shut your mic off. Tam, what are you thinking? Like, I mean, just knowing the mindset of like, I still have so much to say. Like, there are so many things happening in the world and in our city that people just ignore, and I want to talk about it. You don't have to think of anything right now. Just let it simmer.
I'm going to let it just
let
I'm going to let it rest.
Just let it rest. Let it simmer.
You know? And then I'm going to, it's going to hit me. You know, this happens when I get nicknames for people.
Really?
So, you know, Bucky came to me, obviously.
Easy. Yeah, good one.
I mean, I heard the word easy, but really what probably you're wanting to say is that that's natural.
Inspirational.
It's real.
Yes.
And so that's happened to me a lot with just nicknames in life. And so it's probably going to come to me when I think about your show.
That's fine.
Someone on the live line said, hey, this isn't the roast of Steve-O. The dude is totes defenseless right now.
Totes.
We're not roasting Steve-O.
You kind of were a little bit.
I was not roasting Steve-O.
No.
You were making fun of how he talks.
I was not making fun of how he talks.
Steve-O roasted himself.
Thank you.
Well, no, he didn't. That's how he talks. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm thinking Words with Buck.
Words with Buck. I like that. It's like Words with Friends.
Yeah.
Words with Buck.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
You know, you can kind of keep it loose. You can get it serious because it's, you know, it's pretty cool.
You know what, man? That's a contender. Thank you so much.
Mm. Oh, you're welcome. Hey, you guys have a good morning.
Did this turn into find a name for Buck's podcast?
Hey, you know what? I said we were taking over the show. Did you think I was kidding?
That's good.
So are you going to have me on as a guest?
Heck yes.
That's what I thought. I should be preparing.
Someone said, good morning, Buck and Dex. You're one short of the awesome trio. Where's Rickles? Have a blessed day.
Let's call him.
All right.
Let's get him on the phone.
585-LIVE. You can text in 585-5483. Or you can call us at 338-3700.
We're actually giving out advice this morning. And, Tam, I'd like to put you on the spot. I heard you, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
You were just, like, throwing it down, man.
Was I throwing it down?
You were big time.
Was it yesterday or was it Tuesday?
I had a hat on, and I took it off for you because you were just, like, giving amazing advice. You were just, like, really super, super keeping it real, and it was on point.
Sometimes you got to lay it down. Mm. You know, I come in this room and there's times when, you know, we're just joking and we're just bantering back and forth. But then a couple people had stopped me and they were talking to me and they said, you know, remember when you used to go, because I used to work in jails and prisons and stuff, and I'd go in, I'd talk to the girls. And
and
so I called it Real Talk because that's what they called it.
Right.
Hey, that might be a good name for you. No, it's probably
Real Talk.
It's probably already taken by a million other people. And so... So these girls would be like, they'd be like, you know, this is Real Talk. It's Real Talk Tuesday, Real Talk Thursday, Real Talk any day I came in, basically.
Yeah.
Because I would tell them, I don't want to deal with any lying. We're not going to make this fake. We're just going to be the real people we are. But we're not going to be dumb real people where we like jump on the total other train where you're just like bitter and you have a chip on your shoulder. Unless that's what you're going through. Right?
Yeah. Maybe.
So you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Maybe I'll call the podcast the Buck and Ricky Podcast.
The Buck and Ricky Podcast?
I like that.
Ricky?
Hello?
Hello.
Good morning, Rickles.
Hello, sir.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Hi, Rickentine.
What's happening?
Well, Buck and Dex are back, and a lot of people chiming in on the live line saying, where's Rickles?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I am disappointed that I didn't get the invite.
You know what? I told him to invite you yesterday.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay, hold on. Let's back it up for a second, Ricky.
He sounds stressed
you're
out.
You're an 8-to-5 worker now. I mean, you can't just leave your job and come to a morning show.
Sure I can. Okay.
Well, that
there you go.
That.
Sorry about that, Rick. That's why I told him. I was like, you got to get Ricky on the phone right now.
Pretty busy guy right now. I mean.
Yeah, I really feel like the show is, you know, I mean, I love Tam, but I mean, the trio, you know what I mean? I was the handicapped leg that stepped in.
You were the counterbalance. You really were.
That's true.
I was. I mean, I was part of the reason you guys got canceled, but other than that.
You
I
know,
mean,
when you look back in the history of, what was it, the 3 years you were in, that's really when things started to go downhill.
Yeah.
But, hey,
bygones.
We're not going to go there.
Yeah, no
we're
sense in living in the
talk
past.
About
you take that back. That's lies. That was just when Baxter started to get more famous, that's when things started to go downhill. Wait, did I say a name?
Stop it.
I didn't mean to say a name. Did you dump me?
Yep. No.
You know what? Cut his mic.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. Monday, Tuesday? What's your schedule looking like?
Why?
How about tomorrow?
When Aaron's there.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Well, sure. Tomorrow. Right. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Aaron. I appreciate it.
You bet.
We're homies still. We talk.
Absolutely.
He could always come in today. Oh, you could come in today around 9.
Yeah, I'm actually
looking at my deck right now. We have the family day over here for Balloon Fiesta, so there's burritos, there's food,
and
we're just looking at balloons. I don't know if I could come today.
Okay, that's fine.
Busy guy.
All right, well then we'll see
but
you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Tomorrow morning.
Sounds all right. Good.
And we're going to be funny, and you're not going to use the dump button one time.
Oh, you know what?
Well,
I need that dump button when you're in.
Yeah, for
no,
sure.
No, you don't either. You don't. Okay. All right, well, I'll be there tomorrow. We'll hang out.
Okay. Bye, Rickles.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Love that guy.
Did you hear the time Steven and I went to Ricky's house for UFC 202? Did you hear about this?
I didn't hear about it.
Who was 202? Who fought?
Is that a person?
Yeah, it was just an event.
I don't know.
A couple of months ago.
So you went to the house?
Yeah, went to the house.
Steven and I went to Ricky's house, which is beautiful. I mean,
yeah.
He lives... Well, where does he live? It's
To Harris.
In a mansion.
Oh, my gosh.
Castle. Pretty much.
It's a castle. Oh, and
I got him a nice foreclosure.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So Steve and I show up, and we walk in, and there's UFC fighters everywhere. John Jones, John Dotson.
Cowboy Cerrone. John.
Yep, John.
Gosh.
They were everywhere, okay? So we sit down because he has a TV out on his deck and some nice furniture.
Yeah.
He's got those heaters out there.
Oh, nice.
And all of a sudden, we're watching the fights, and Steven got so pumped up watching the fights that he accidentally threw his drink, and it went right through Ricky's window. It shattered.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, the window shattered.
You're making this up.
And Steven's not allowed back at Ricky's house.
You're lying. Nope. He probably spilled Kool-Aid on the couch.
Well, he spilled some of his drink on the couch as well, but he broke his giant window.
No, he didn't.
He did. It was very embarrassing.
I don't know whether to believe you or not.
I'm dead serious.
No. I'm looking into his eyes.
I'm dead serious, guys.
Look me into the eyes.
Look him.
Look me into the eyes.
He's lying.
Look him into the eyes. He's lying about the window.
Well,
he's not telling.
Next time you talk to Steven, you ask him about it.
All right.
Because he has pretty much the same story.
Pretty much.
On the live line, someone said potluck with Buck.
Like that.
That's my favorite one.
Potluck with Buck.
Who doesn't like a good potluck?
Because I'll always go to a potluck.
Yep.
Someone said, call the podcast Word Vomit.
I don't know.
Yeah. Buck Goose.
That's a good one. Like that. Applause for that one.
Okay. Ricky gives horrible advice.
No, he doesn't.
I don't know.
Don't read that one.
I'm not going to read that one.
No.
Yeah. And the girl that, the country superstar, the 12-year-old that we had on, Tegan Marie. That's who we had on, who Steve-O is exactly like.
Yeah.
Tegan Murray.
I won't say who it is. But this person says that they said it's nice not to have to lower their radio every 20 seconds because someone gets excited.
Well.
So, Dex, you might want to take it down a notch, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ease up there, buddy.
All right. Guys, I have Chris Tomlin tickets.
Yes.
What are we going to do for him?
Like play a game or something?
I have a game. You guys don't look over here.
Birthday okay. game?
I don't want
I can't see
cheating.
The screen anyway
birthday
if I looked game? Over there.
Well,
terrible
eyesight. I could no, do the birthday
we
game.
We don't have to do the birthday. Whatever you got.
I have pumpkin fine. Spice real or fake. Because, you know, it's October. People love pumpkin.
Real or fake?
Don't look over here, guys.
I've never had a pumpkin spice
I can't
latte.
Even see it.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I have terrible eyesight.
Good. So what's going to happen? You guys call 338-3700 only if you want to try to win these Chris Tomlin tickets.
Seriously?
It's a nonprofit. You can't say that.
Oh, man.
Say what?
You can't talk about how great
things are.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nonprofit, man.
No adjectives after.
Yes, thank you, Tim.
Can I say that they have something there?
No.
No? Really?
Nope. You got to keep it just like I said.
Wow.
You could say that there's a place you've been to.
Harsh.
That was great.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
we've all been to great places in our lives.
We sure have.
Sure. Just don't name the business, right. Okay?
Let's play your game.
All right.
Now that you brought the showdown.
I'm feeling...
We need to reset.
The game is Pumpkin Spice. Good morning. Would you like to try to win some Chris Tomlin tickets?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. Oh, this guy's ready.
Are you ready to
pumped.
Do this, buddy?
Yeah, I'm absolutely ready.
Do you love... When you go and order a coffee, do you usually get the pumpkin-flavored latte...
Not typically, no.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean anything. I mean,
yeah,
maybe.
No, for sure.
I've never had a pumpkin spice latte.
Okay.
And he doesn't use lol.
No.
You have to get, just one to win, because I got a ton of these things to give away. All right, I'm going to give you a product.
Is there a monster in the background
there? Yeah,
there's
a transformer behind you, sir, and it's coming for you.
Yeah.
Watch out.
All right, you ready? Can you hear us?
I'm ready.
I'm going to give you a product. You tell us if it's real or not, okay?
Okay.
Pumpkin,
absolutely.
Pumpkin spice dog biscuits. Is that real or fake? Buck, Tam, you can chime in as well.
I'm going to say real because people have weird things for their pets.
You said fake?
He said fake.
I think it's real. I don't see why they wouldn't have it. I think it would be seasonal because people actually take the time to make bacon for their dogs, like bacon-flavored things. So why wouldn't this be real?
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice dog biscuits. You said fake. Are you going to stick with that or do you want to change it?
I'm usually go against the grain, so I'm going to stick with fake.
Pumpkin spice dog biscuits are real.
Fail!
I'm sorry. You know what,
man.
Though? Gosh, you know what? One more round? Can we do one more round
with
this guy?
Yeah, let's give him another chance.
I feel like you really want to go to this show.
He wants these tickets bad, Dex.
Okay, one more round. That was a warm-up, okay?
I have to take him to the live line, so I need these tickets.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. That was a warm-up. Here we go.
Right.
Here's the product. You tell us whether you think it's real or fake. Pumpkin spice Jell-O instant pudding. Real or fake? Sounds delicious.
I need a live line. You guys help me out on that one.
I'm going to say fake. I don't think they have pumpkin spice Jell-O.
I think it's pushing it. And I'm not just agreeing because I agree with Buck because he's so wise. I think that I truly feel this in my heart that it might be fake.
So everybody's saying fake. What's your
so
gut saying? What's your gut saying?
No, you know what?
I'm
going to change it. I'm going to say it's real.
Just change
Buck's
it.
Buck's changing it.
And I think you should go with me, sir.
All right, I'm going to say it's real. I'm gonna
You're
going to
say it's real?
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice Jell-O instant pudding is real. Good job.
Good save. Good save, sir.
It's a good thing.
You're going to go see Chris Tomlin.
Good save.
Hold on the phone, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right.
God bless.
That's good for him.
Good for him. Good for him. Thank you.
That guy was an instant winner.
Turn that radio down, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, pans and everything.
You ready to play?
How's it going there?
Good. You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. I'm going to give you a product. You tell us if it's real or not. Pumpkin Spice Axe Body Spray. Is that real or fake?
That's fake.
That's fake?
I don't know.
That's fake.
Tam, Buck, what do you think?
I'll agree with him.
I don't think it's real because I don't know if a man wants to wear pumpkin spice.
Are you kidding me?
You'd wear it?
I'd wear that.
I was going to say you'd probably wear it too.
You're a winner, buddy. Good job. That was fake.
Good job, dude.
They don't have it. Thank you,
work.
Lord. They don't have that. Hold on the phone, okay? You're going to go see Chris Tomlin.
Now they do.
All right. Thank you.
I don't think that would be attractive for a woman.
Wow, he smells just like pumpkin spice.
He smells like pumpkin spice. Ugh. Yeah, I don't think that would be attractive.
Good morning. You there?
Hello?
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to give you the product. You tell us if this is real or not. Pumpkin spice Pringles. Real or fake?
That's disgusting.
I'm saying fake. That sounds gross.
Question is, even though it sounds gross, is it real? Even if it's gross.
That sounds wrong.
I think it's real. And I think that there are a lot of really disgusting sounding chips out there. You know, everybody's doing these new flavors, I know. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna step out on a limb and say it's real.
I think it's fake.
I need it to be fake.
Are you gonna stick with fake?
Stick with me, sister. Yep. I won't guide you wrong.
I gotta go fake.
So,
all right.
You sure?
Yes.
Pumpkin spice Pringles are real.
Oh, my gosh.
Told you.
So
Sriracha chips. Come on.
You know what? We're going to give you another chance, okay? We gave that other guy a chance. We're going to give you one more, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
That's the worst.
Pumpkin spice Crest toothpaste. Is that real or fake?
All right. This is an easy one.
This
come one.
On. Come on.
I'm going fake. Please be fake.
I'm going to agree with you.
Go with your gut on that one.
Y'all are saying fake?
Fake.
Yeah.
I'm fake.
That's not right.
Please be fake.
For Chris Tomlin tickets, pumpkin spice Crest toothpaste is absolutely fake.
Nice.
Yeah. Good job.
Hold on the phone, sister.
Yeah. So cool.
Wow.
All right. I think maybe we'll do a couple more later on. Yeah. Chris Tomlin, this Saturday, End of the Mountain Gods Resort. He'll be on the show tomorrow. Super excited.
Wow.
He's like the man when it comes to Christian music, right?
I mean, yeah, he's... Yeah, and here's why. Because, one, he has great connects. Two, he established himself right, I think, in the beginning. I think he has built relationships over time, as anything, you know, that will make it work. But he's also written songs that are easy for people to sing. They're easy to remember. They have catchy lines. But a friend of ours who helped us write in Nashville, Matt Armstrong, also helped Chris Tomlin.
No kidding.
So now I can say that I got to write with a guy who wrote with Chris Tomlin.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting.
He'll be on the show tomorrow. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 585 Live. How much longer are you going to hang out, Buck?
What time is it? I need to leave in about 15, 20 minutes.
All right. 585 Live, you can text in. Buck is hanging out. Tam is here. Hang out, we'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hurricane Matthew is bearing down on the Bahamas and taking aim at the southeastern U.S.
Everybody needs to be paying attention and following the instructions of your local officials.
President Obama, after a briefing at FEMA headquarters,
the baseball playoffs continue.
Boston Hospital performing a double arm transplant on a former Marine. He lost his limbs in an explosion in Afghanistan.
An evacuated plane in Kentucky and an overheated mobile device getting the blame.
The pilot of Southwest Airlines Flight 994 to Baltimore notified the Louisville Tower there was smoke in the aircraft's cabin. Louisville Metro Arson Bureau Captain Kevin Fletcher says they found the cause quickly.
They
Samsung device had overheated, causing the cabin to fill with smoke.
The Nobel Prize in Chemistry this year goes to three scientists who developed the world's tiniest machines.
You may think holding your baby for the first time is priceless. In one Utah hospital, the cost is $40. A new dad wrote on social media that after a C-section, the nurse asked if his wife would like to do skin-to-skin, as they call it, holding the baby on her chest. He said, of course. They found out later they were billed $39.35.
Remember that time when we talked to that guy who was with MIT or like Harvard or something, and they were making all those micro robots that were going to go into people's bodies and monitor their health and do all kinds of stuff?
It was a crazy mad scientist guy.
He wasn't a crazy mad scientist. That's like legitimately what they were working on there.
Whoa. Yeah, and he was about ready to go to human trials, and Buck and I, we said,
volunteered.
We want to be the first two.
You guys want.
Because that's totally a superhero waiting to happen is what
but
I said.
But what if one of those little guys, they're just walking around, swimming through your arteries, and then, you know, their arm breaks off or something and they get stuck?
Did you ever see movie with the guy where he got shrunk down and then he got injected into somebody's body and he was like swimming around in his little spaceship?
Yeah, why do I remember
that's
that?
That's totally what I pictured.
The cartoon?
No, it was like a... I can't remember who it was.
Yeah,
it was the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids guy.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Rick Moranis or somebody.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Rick Moranis.
It was somebody like
that. Yeah, that's the same guy.
All right. 847, good morning.
High today of 74.
Now the roads, bud.
Traffic, actually... northbound I-25 between Candelaria and Montgomery is super, super congested. I believe there's an accident there, so you guys try to avoid that if you can. Left lane's blocked.
Whoa.
Traffic!
All right.
You're not going to play that thing again?
What are you talking about?
that
thing.
That thing. That you should be reading.
Traffic brought to you by...
No.
Okay.
Twice a morning.
Oh, okay.
Just twice.
Felt like more.
No, just twice a morning. That's it. Buck's hanging out. He's my old job wife. We did a show together for 13 years. Wait, so man, sweet. We almost made it to 14, buddy. We did.
Almost.
But he's hanging out this morning, today and tomorrow. Tam's here.
I'm here.
Go ahead and ask if you need advice. Buck loves when you guys...
I love to help people.
Just loves when you call or text in advice.
We got someone who has a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
Oh, the movie's Innerspace, by the way.
Innerspace. Thank you very much.
Yeah, go ahead, Tam.
Somebody has a question. They say, good morning, lady and gents. They're wondering if we could give them some advice. This is a 38-year-old who says they're unhappy at their job, and it pays very well, but they're not enjoying it. They're also scared to go back to school because of their age, and they're afraid of failing. So they want to do something where they get satisfaction. Maybe build legacies with a little question, you know, face. LOL.
Oh.
Totes my goats. I think it's totes my goats.
Yeah.
But we'll take my.
Okay.
I totes my goats when I take them out to pasture.
There's such thing as fainting goats.
Is that okay to do as a grown man, totes my goats?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
It's not okay.
I wish we could actually give you some advice. I understand your quandary, but I think that there are a lot more variables and a lot more questions that I would have for you right now. So I need to know your familial situation. I need to know your money situation. I need to know your debt situation. There are so many things that I would need to know before I could possibly try to unpack that and help you.
Really?
But yeah. I also think that there's I mean, if it's just surface level right now, the fact that you said that you want to go back to school, but you're afraid because of your age, you're afraid of failing, all those other things. You know, if you are putting your family first, you're 38. This person's 38. So yeah, you probably, maybe you have a family, maybe you're still single. We don't know.
Right.
But whatever you're thinking of doing, making sure that your priorities are in order is going to be huge. And then also remembering that if you're not doing something because you're afraid, that's no way to live your life.
Fear not.
Right.
And, you know, that's the number one commandment in the Bible. It's like,
it is.
More than anything else in the Bible, it says to fear not.
Mm-hmm. Yes. For I am with you, says the Lord.
Yeah.
And be strong and courageous. And remember, be strong and courageous. It says, God says, have I not commanded you? So it's not really like an option. It's a command.
Yeah.
Be strong and courageous. There's times when, well, I don't feel like I'm strong and courageous. But when you are obedient, feelings come later. You do first and let the other stuff come afterwards. So don't be afraid of going back to school. But I would say you need to ask yourself, is God calling you to go to school?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be going to school? Is this the time to do that? And sometimes there's times when it looks like it's not the time, but you know that you're being led to do that and that God's going to provide on all those areas. But you got to be wise, you know? Yeah, like what are your finances? What are they looking like? Are you being a good steward with the money that God's given you? Mm-hmm. Taking care of what you've got, because then you can prepare. So the more you prepare, safer you feel, but you can't control everything. So you got to find the happy balance.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Boom.
Yeah,
you know?
And here's another thing. I think it was Nate Heidsick said it one morning. Somebody called in to talk about if they were at the right job, they felt like, you know, they didn't know if this is where God wanted them. And he said, are you loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and spirit?
Right.
Because if you do that, you're going to be where God wants you to be, you know? He's going to guide your path.
Right.
And I think we kind of miss that. I mean, it's kind of simple. It's just love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and spirit, and God's going to do the rest. He's going to direct our path. So
yeah.
if you're unhappy with that job, I say, well, you know what? Start looking around. Maybe there is something out there, and God's going to provide that door.
It's so easy to say that, though. I mean, it's so easy to say just love God with all your heart and your mind, your soul, and your body, and, you know, everything's going to be fine. But, I mean,
what does that mean?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're these flawed, sinful creatures that we want to love ourselves first. We want to love our comfort first. You know, we want to love our idols first before we love God. And it's, really easy to say that.
Of course, we're gonna mess up. We're going to sin every day. We're going to make mistakes. But the great thing about God is he still doesn't give up on us.
Yep.
Doesn't turn his back on us. He doesn't say, you know what? I'm done with you right now because of what you just did. He doesn't do that. And I had to change my mindset because I always thought that's the way God was. Whenever I sinned, I felt like God just was so upset with me, he didn't want anything to do with me. He was ashamed of me, you know?
Do you feel like sometimes that's a reflection of kind of like our earthly parents?
Mm-hmm.
Like we sort of make God into what we can humanly understand because it makes us feel comfortable. We don't feel like we're out of order. We don't feel like we're losing control if we do that. So then we put these boundaries on him because it's almost like we're doing that so that we can be safe. We can have this comfort zone or whatever. Because then you think about, okay, love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your body, all these things that we say, okay, our body is a temple of the Lord. That's what God has control over that. But the question is loving God with everything in you might mean just making a couple decisions different a day. Living a little bit differently in the little things in your life. So this person or whoever may be or us, you know, there's things that come to the forefront of our minds that need to change. Little things that we could do that would change the outcome of a big situation. And it all happens by little decisions at a time because you're honoring God in the decisions that you're making, the little ones. And God says, when you're faithful with the little, you'll be faithful with much. So a good way to test and see, okay, am I loving God with everything in me? Really? What does that look like? That's to say, okay, what's on the throne right now? Like, what is consuming my mind all the time? What's consuming my heart? We talked about it a little bit yesterday. But what is on that throne? Because if it's anything but what God wants for you, and the only way you're going to know that is if you're reading what he's told you that he wants for you. Mm. And that's in his scripture, right? So then you go through and you see and you start to ponder what's really God's will, what's my will. So asking God what you need, I think, is the first step. And saying, God, what do you think that I need? What do you think that I need? And if it's not what I think that I need right now, then begin to work on my mind, my heart, so that I can want what you want. And watch everything grow, you know?
Good job, Tam.
Fire.
Just throwing it out there, guys.
Love it.
Fire.
585 live.
I got to go.
Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Thanks for stopping.
I gotta go to the doc. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right.
Enjoy your shot.
Yes.
Pray for Buck. He's going to get a giant needle stuck into his shoulder.
And then he's got to go work on some bunk bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good luck with that. If you want to hire me, it's only $50 an hour. It's $50 bucks an hour.
Totes. Besties.
$750.
We're besties now.
All right, I'll do
$750. You can say that.
Oh, I can.
Yeah, you're a woman.
I just got told that.
Yeah. Okay.
I can say it.
There you go.
Later, Bucky.
Oh, Buck.
Man.
Look at that guy just walking away.
Just turned his back on us.
Why is he limping? He's just injured all the time.
I'm not sure. He is. He's injured. But he has a really cool Mumford & Sons shirt on.
Yeah, he does.
Sweatshirt.
On the live line, I don't get to listen to you, Star 88, much anymore, but it's nice to hear Buck and Dex again. Also nice to hear Tam as well with the two clowns interrupting her every few seconds. Listen.
Hey, thank you.
They're not clowns.
You.
They're my best friends.
They're
my brothers. And I miss them.
They're clowns.
They're in New York City at Comic-Con right now as we speak.
I know.
Let's see. Yeah, there you go.
We got some more questions, but you know.
We're out of time. You can spend what? One more break with me?
I can spend one more break with you.
You know what? Why don't you just go? Just
no,
leave.
No.
Just leave.
No,
it's fine, Tam. You got to go get dressed. I get it. You have another job.
I have to go get changed. I'm dressed. Oh, I have to go get changed.
Excuse me. Yes.
Because I am going to be, you know, I'm going to be singing at a, it's kind of sad. I'm singing at a funeral today.
Do you do that quite a bit?
Part of my job is doing funerals.
Is that tough?
It is tough in a sense, but, and this may sound a little twisted and weird, but it's not. I enjoy doing funerals because in that moment of doing funerals, I can sit there and sing a song that means something to somebody. They request a song, so I sing what they request.
Yeah.
And they're there, and sometimes I don't even know the family. And I do my research on the family the morning of, and I kind of just read about what's going on and what happened there, and I meet the family, and it's kind of cool because I'm able to just sort of have them in my heart as I'm singing. And while I'm singing, it's kind of neat because they can just sit back and take that time that they need. And they can have that time to talk to the Lord, to just sit and not think of anything, to do their best just to have their thoughts rest and set at bay. And I can sing. And it's almost like David when he sang to the king when the king was tormented. That's how I see it.
I love that.
So,
that's good.
So, yeah. So it's a blessing, but it does hurt my heart.
I know. I've really only been to two funerals in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two.
My grandfather. And I kind of knew this person. It was a couple years ago.
I lost track. I lost a lot of people who were close to me, but I think it's been good to help me understand how to process. You know what I mean?
That's good. All right, we got to take a break, and Tam's going to go, so we're probably just going to do best of in the 9 o'clock hour.
I miss you guys. Love you.
Have a great day. Goodbye. Starmy, welcome to our podcast.
Woo! Thank you so much for downloading it. You're amazing.
We would like to talk just for a moment about Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. They've officially sponsored our podcast.
Yeah, amazing. Shout out.
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit. They're up on Eubank and Osuna. And if you're looking to maybe shred the weight, the fat like me, well, you need to hit Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Dex, you're looking great today.
You are looking pretty good.
You look like you've lost like 1,000 pounds.
I did, 1,005 pounds.
1,005 pounds, that's good. That's got to be a record.
Yeah, well,
got to be a record.
Not true at all. It's worth the money that you're going to invest. $115 a month, unlimited CrossFit with a 12-month contract.
I like that. And of course, we're all there at Bear Canyon doing it ourselves. I mean, I'm not needing to lose any pounds, but it is actually making me eat healthier. So my diet's improved, my sleep regimen has improved, and my mental well-being has improved just by working out.
Bear Canyon CrossFit, Eubank, and Osuna.
BearCanyonCrossFit.com. You can sign up for your free first class. There you go.